Audi's Brussels plant ceases operations, citing demand drop. Audi's Brussels EV production facility shuts down, impacting 3,000 jobs as EV demand slumps and Trump's tariff threats loom large over the European market. After 76 years of automotive production, the Brussels Forest facility will see its final vehicle roll off the assembly line on Friday. The Brussels plant, once hailed as the birthplace of Audi's electric vehicle venture, is set to shut down permanently. The closure underscores the ongoing challenges faced by Europe's automotive sector. The company declared this plan as European automotive stocks took a hit following Donald Trump's recent proposal to enforce a 25% tariff on cars and other goods from the European Union. Following a substantial rise of nearly 10% in 2023, global car sales experienced a sharp slowdown last year. New registrations grew by only 1.7% worldwide and declined in key European markets such as France and Germany. In July, Audi initially revealed its plans to restructure the Brussels plant, hinting at a potential early end to production that has ignited widespread protests over the past months. The plant's closure comes just days before EU chief Ursula von der Leyen is expected to unveil a much-anticipated action plan to guide the automotive industry through a deep and disruptive transition ahead. The company switched to EV production in 2018. However, a global decline in demand for high-end electric SUVs hit the Q8 e-tron, which was exclusively made at the site. Workers at the plant staged a prolonged strike to prevent the closure, criticizing Audi for delaying the switch to electric and then focusing on an overly expensive model. "People are being pushed to buy electric, but the infrastructure is not there yet," said Jan Badens of the CSC union. "We have a demand issue at the moment," said Sigrid De Vries, Director General of the European Automobile Manufacturers Association, ACEA. Last year, Audi delivered over 164,000 fully electric models globally, marking an 8% decrease compared to the previous year. In China, which made up around 40% of both electric and non-electric global sales, deliveries dropped by 11%. Audi stated that the Brussels plant has faced long-standing structural issues that have increased costs. "Due to the absence of an on-site press shop, logistics and production are expensive as body parts must be transported from other plants." The plant had manufactured more than 8 million vehicles before its ultimate shutdown. New launch: Fastned's biggest charging hub debuts in Northern Ireland.